Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Just going to jump right on into this episode. I mentioned in the podcast before, like 2025 is my year. I feel like 2025 is going to be the year, or is the year, not going to be. 2025 is the year for many Black women. For many of us, 2025 is the year, especially because of what is going on in office right now. And I don't know about you. I mean, I feel like I do, because I feel like I, you know, we'd be talking. But as for me and me, I'm over it. I'm over these systems. I am over bending over backwards, trying to survive in these systems that were not built for us. I had mentioned before that 2025 is my year where I'm showing up. I'm not shrinking anymore. I'm stepping forward. All those things I've said, and I've said this before, but I'm really saying it with my chest this year. One thing that I had mentioned, I think it was in the last podcast episode, but don't quote me on it, but at least in the last few podcast episodes, for sure, I mentioned that in sharing my story of kind of like how I got to this point with like my dad and just my journey to liberation and freedom and living a life that I want to live and be happy with. Okay. I said that I just do not feel, I don't want to work. And I've said that for a very long time. I don't want to work a 9-to-5. I don't want to work in somebody's office. I don't want to work in a corporate environment. I don't want to have to get dressed up and prettify myself and code switch and fix my face. And I don't have it in me to play a role. I don't have it in me to play a role. I did when I was in my 20s. I did when I was in my 30s, barely. And by the time I got to my 40s, I was like, this, I just can't do it anymore. I just cannot do it anymore. So I just want to talk to you in this episode and probably other episodes in the future as I continue doing this work, because the work is a journey. And so it's in progress at all times. Not that that should prevent you from living your life as you do the work. Okay. Always live your life, sis. But I want to talk about how I just want to be. I just want to be. I'm entering into this new journey, or I'm entering this new phase of life. I will be 50 this year. I don't know how much longer I have to grace your presence. Okay. I feel like I know what I want to do with my life right now in this moment. And shocker, it ain't working a 9-to-5. What I want to do right now in my life is just be in experimentation mode. I want to learn who I am right now in this season. I want to try new things. I want to explore. I want to create. I want to be still. I want to pause. Okay. I want to do the things that I have talked about in this podcast for the last few years. And I want to do it without a sense of guilt that I'm being lazy, that I'm being foolish, that I'm being stupid, that I'm being all, I don't know, whatever. I want to approach this journey with a sense of wonder and awe and curiosity and Faith. So many years of my life, I have lived a life in fear. Always fear. Fear that I'm not enough. Fear that I can't pay my bills. Fear that I'm not good enough. Fear that I'm not smart enough. Fear that I'm not pretty enough. Fear that I'm not lovable. Fear that I do things wrong. Fear that I should just shrink myself and not be myself because who I am is not acceptable. I know you know what I'm saying because I know a lot of us as Black women, these are the things that we encounter and experience on a regular basis. Life is lifing. My daughter's using the restroom right now. I don't know if that's going to pick up in the audio or not, but here we are. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee, my kofifi, okay? So it's funny how life will kind of like lead you in a direction that you're already headed down, but it'll just kind of like give you signs like, hey, now that you've had these feelings or these thoughts or whatever, here's something to take a look at or to explore if you're open to it or you know, watch or consider. And so, again, I have been sitting with this thought of like, I do not want to labor for something that I could give two shits about. I've been like that for a very long time. I didn't know it was a thing. I thought that I was crazy. Why do I not want to do this? Why do I feel like this is stupid? Why do I feel like I'm wasting myself? Why do I feel like I'm wasting my time with this? Why do I not give a damn about these reports? F these reports, F this office. Like, why am I like this? Why am I built like this? Why am I built like this? And that was probably not the right question. It probably was like, why not? Be curious about that. Because that's something like in your intuition or your spirit that's saying, girl, you are chosen to go down a different path. Why are you still doing these things? And we know in part why we do these things, because obviously the systems that we live in, we got to make money by hook or by crook. That's been my life for pretty much almost 50 years, or my working life, I'll say, for like over 30 years. How about that? That sounds more about right. Over 30 years. By hook or by crook, we got to make this money. We got to do what we got to do to survive in these systems that could give two shits about us. So that has been like my North Star for many, many years. And now as I am learning to continue, or as I'm continuing to step into this identity, I'm allowing myself to remove the things that have been holding me down. Fear-based things that have been keeping me in one place for many, many years. So like I was saying, it's funny how life will kind of like a YouTube platter. It'd be like, oh, well, how about this? Hey, take a look at that. Hey, check this out. Since you're already, you know how the algorithm kind of like determines what you are focused on, or kind of like the things that you want to see. And speaking of YouTube, what I was going to say is, being in the space that I'm in right now, I'm thankful to have to get like little signs and little nods here and there that say, hey, girl, you cooking with fire now. So I put on YouTube this morning. I like to watch, not every day, but a lot of days, I like to watch something that will stir my spirit up, or listen to a podcast episode that'll stir my spirit up, or read something that will stir my spirit up. And I need to do this really daily. Really daily, this is the work for me, because when I like, I got to make sure that my mind is in a good place. Because, and I've said this before, the way that I'm set up, likely from trauma, is that I can see the negative in anything. Someone give me $1 million, I'll be like, oh, she gave me that $1 million because she like, oh, she broke, she raggedy, like, just what? Not thank you. Well, maybe I would initially say thank you for the million, but you know what I'm trying to say, like, I the way my mindset has led me for years is like to to see the negative. And I think that's a part of my childhood because I had to make sure that I was safe. Was someone mad at me because I did X, Y, Z? How do I prevent that in the future? Or what might happen down the line if this happens? Like, it's just, I think part of it was like I said, a survival mechanism or whatever, like to see what negative outcome could happen from this, you know? But back to YouTube, I like to watch, you know, on a regular basis, things or listen to things or whatever to keep me grounded and rooted. And I stumbled across this young lady. I think her name is Alicia. Alicia the Creative. It's either Alicia the Creative or Alicia the Artist. I'll have to go back into YouTube and I'll do my best to put it in the show notes. And I was intrigued because the clip spoke directly to my spirit. It was something like, I don't want to labor anymore, or I don't want to work a job anymore. And then she mentioned a video by some other woman who's not Black. And this one, I'm not going to lie, I have no idea what the lady's name is, but I will link that video too, in case you're interested. And in that video, the young lady was talking about basically the same thing, like how she just like we're surviving in these systems and it doesn't make sense to do it the way, like what's rewarded is just like grind culture in essence, because of capitalism. We are put here to work and labor and toil without figuring out what do we like? Who are we? What do we want to do? What makes us happy? What lights us up? And so she was just basically saying like, she refuses to do that. And I was like, yes. So back to back little messages, literally in alignment with me and something that I have felt for many years. And it's, I don't want to say it's sad, but I do feel a little, I feel some kind of way about how I didn't, maybe it's because of lack of resources at the time as a single mom raising a little kid, but I just kind of wish I would have leaned into this feeling when I started feeling it back in like my early 30s, mid to late 20s. I wish I would have leaned into that, because here we are 25, 30 years later and, you know. But that's interesting because I feel like the things that were meant for us, or the paths that are meant for us, sometimes we go in a very long, twisted, roundabout way that could take weeks, months, years, and then you're right back there again. And you're like, oh, that's right. I remember that. I did want to do X, Y, Z. I did have these thoughts. And here I am at the age of 49 and a half, technically. And I'm right back to where I kind of started back in like my 20s, of saying, this is a scam. Like, this is literally a scam. And what really makes me even angrier is how Black women specifically, we have to fight and scrape for everything that we get. Like, it just, we got to get it honest. Like, it does not come to us easy, as far as like how we got to play these games and jump through hoops and speak a certain way and look a certain way and make sure our hair looks like this and don't be aggressive in air quotes. And like all these things, like we just got, like, it ain't easy for us. Not because of us, but because of the environments that we're existing in. It's not easy for us to be ourselves and to show up just as our freaking whole selves. And we got to play these damn games to survive. Okay. And we're doing these things. And it's crazy because we're doing all this to survive. And they make it even harder for us to even do that. They make it even harder for us to do this. So not only do we have to do all these things, but we're doing all these things just to exist in a twisted ass system already. You know what I'm saying? And I hate that that's the story for many Black women, including myself. I just hate that for us. And that's why, or that's one of the reasons why I'm just like, I don't want to I don't want to play these games anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I just do not want to do this anymore. And this is the year, real talk, where I'm not. If you are watching this on YouTube, because I am going to put this damn video up. I am. I can't tell you how many videos, or there's not like a lot, let me not lie, but there's several that I keep saying I'm going to put this on YouTube. And I never do. I do the podcast, but I don't put it on YouTube. This video is going on YouTube. You're going to see me in my gray sweats. You're going to see me with my hair twisted up. You're going to see me, I was going to say, you're going to see me in my home in Arkansas, or my apartment in Arkansas that is bare, stripped to the minimum. You'll see a chair in the background, my purse hanging over a stool. You'll see the bed, the futon that I sleep on every night. Okay. You will see my sparse surroundings. And you'll know that, like, this is real. Like, this year is a year of change for me. This year is a year of transformation for me. This year is a year of exploration for me. This year is a year of elevation for me. I don't even know if I said that, but this is the year, 2025, where I'm just not even playing, because I am done with these systems. I am done playing the games. I am done trying to fit in. I am done trying to not shine. I am done hiding myself, because the systems don't care about me. These systems want to strip me of my essence. These systems want to strip away and erode. These systems want me in struggle. And all of us, these systems want all of us to be in struggle, because there's only so much, apparently, according to the elites, to go around, and they want these hierarchies. That's what I feel. And obviously we can see that playing out right now today in our political system, but they want these hierarchies. So we have the elite up here. We have, you know, whatever. And then we got these down here. And actually, no, we have the elite and then we got everybody else. How about that? We have the elite and we got everybody else. And clearly these systems are designed for the elite to just keep on eliting, and for everybody else, just figure the hell out and fight over what's left. I'm not doing that. I don't want to play these games. I want to be able to show up in this world and to be supported with my work. I want to show up in this world and be supported for who I am. I want to be able to show up in this world and be supported for my efforts and for what I bring to the table, without playing games, without having to code switch, and without having to be agreeable and to people please and to play all these games. I don't want to do that. I ain't doing that. So if that's your vibe, then this is the place for you, because I am on a journey of becoming, as Michelle Obama said, like, I'm on a journey of becoming. And I just don't want to spend my time wasting away, laboring, stressing, exhausting myself, depleting myself for a dollar. May sound crazy, because I'm not swimming in luxury. Clearly, that's, look behind me. I'm not swimming in luxury right now, sis. And I know that, but I know for damn sure I deserve to live an abundant life, one of whatever luxuries I want. I don't know what they are right now, but I'm just saying, like, I want to be able to live a good life and to not have lack. Okay. Now, my vibe truly is more minimal. You know, that is my vibe, but still, minimal doesn't mean you can't have nice things. Minimal doesn't mean you have to go cheap. Okay, that's not what minimal means, at least to me. It just means me not having all the things that are consuming all of my time, because I have to keep up. I don't want that kind of, I don't want to fill my place with a whole bunch of stuff that I just have no use for, no desire for. I don't want that upkeep, but I deserve to have nice things. Okay, I do, and so do you. But yeah, like it's just I'm not built for the 9 to 5 life. And that's one of the reasons why I did back in the day have a podcast called F the Cubicle. See, like you, I feel like for me at least this journey, it always continue, it keeps bringing me back to moments like this. I had a podcast called F the Cubicle. You know what the F stands for. And this was maybe like, I don't know, 10 years ago, five to 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago, I don't recall. And it was basically about that. Like, I can't be any more clear. F the cubicle. F this corporate life. F these systems. F these games. F this struggle. F all that. So, yeah, just watching those videos just confirmed that I wanted to confirm for you, in case you too are on a similar path, that you are not crazy. You are not lazy. You are not meant for struggle. Excuse me. We weren't put here to struggle. I refuse to believe, and I know you've heard this before, but I swear on everything, I've been saying this for the last at least couple of decades. I was not put on this earth to live, struggle, and die, or to live, work, doing something that I could give two shits about, struggle while I do it, barely get by, and then at the end of it all, die. Nah. We don't know how much time we have here, friend. We do not. And I pray this is not one of those creepy videos where this is like my last. I'm not even gonna say it. Ooh, Lord, no. But we were not put here to die, or to do that and then to just die. We don't know how much time we have here again, Lord. Please grace me with another at least 40 years of beautiful life here, okay? But I refuse to waste another moment, another day, another week, another month, another year, another decade of my life trying to play these, trying to play these games with these systems that do not even care, okay, about Black women. So, for those of us that like, I want to do the things that I enjoy. And the beauty of it is, I have time now, or I get to figure out what those things are. I get to figure out what those things are. And I believe that the more I do that, the more light I shine, the more I will be supported in all ways, including financially. So I know that my story right now, like of where I am, is just temporary. I know it's temporary. But I feel like I've got to do the things that are purpose filled for me. And I feel like that's the same for you. Now, I'm not telling you, girl, go quit that job. I'm not saying that. I mean, that's not my place to say. I would never tell you to do that. I can only show you what I'm doing. Win, lose, or draw, in the hopes of just being one source of inspiration for you to, at your own, in your own way, to make sure that you too are living a life of purpose that resonates with you, versus just wasting your time away in these systems again that do not give a damn. Okay, so I don't know what your purpose is. I don't know what that looks like for you, but I can say that if, as far as a feeling, I feel like it's something that, like I said earlier, for you just end up one way or another, you keep coming back to that same message, or you keep coming back to that same part of your healing that you still haven't quite dialed in yet. And so you're just kind of like hovering at that spot. So for me, it's of shrinking, it's of people pleasing, it's of being seen. It there like me, like I have prevented myself from kind of like going to the next, because I was still in a place where my conditioning held me to
Go Head Skims Fits Everybody collection. That's exactly what I said the first time I slipped into their crossover bra and boy short. Listen, I was not prepared for how this collection would fit my body like a glove because you see, I am blessed in the boob department, so I'm picky about bras. But the crossover bra, listen, soft, stretchy, supportive, without the digging, poking, or flattening. And then that boy short, I'ma tell you, it gives everything it needs to give. It feels like I'm wearing nothing, but I still feel comfy, I still feel covered, and I feel supported. Plus, this underwear stays exactly where it's supposed to. No rolling, no riding up, just smooth, second skin comfort. I love their cocoa color, but Skims has so many beautiful skin tone shades to choose from. You cannot choose wrong. So, shop Skims Fits Everybody collection at skims.com and in Skims stores, available in sizes from extra, extra small to 4X. After you place your order, be sure to let them know I sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast in the drop-down menu that follows.
Again, not showing up, not shining my light, shrinking, people pleasing, not believing in myself, not believing that I am held and supported. Okay. That's kind of like what has kept me stuck one way or another. And I would definitely do things, but I wouldn't go to a harder capacity. I would just dip my toe, do a little thing here, sprinkle a little thing there, and then I will pull back. And then I'd be like, oh, I mean, that's growth, obviously, but then I wouldn't do anything. I would just continue to pull back. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be that person anymore. I feel like there's a shift happening within me, and I'm going to honor that shift. I'm going to honor that what is desiring to be expressed in my spirit. That's something you want to ask yourself too. What is wanting to be expressed? What is wanting to come forward? What things have you held on to for so long that they have become your identity when they were never meant for you to carry? What part of your humanity are you denying? What part of your humanity are you ignoring? What part of your humanity is being pushed down by the day-to-day struggles to the point where you can't even see it anymore or feel it anymore? It's there, but you just can't, you feel like you can't like tap into it anymore because we just keep existing in this place of struggle in, again, these systems that were not built with Black women in mind. Take a sip of coffee on that one. So, you know, that's just the place where I am right now. So I'm holding my feet to the fire right now. I'm recording this on a Sunday. I usually record on Sundays and I release the next day. Not always, but a lot of times. And I used to like get down on myself for doing that because, quote unquote, everyone else, they would make lots of plans and they would do it a certain way. Da, da, da. And I've had to come to the point to realize that that's just not me. That's just not how I flow. It's just not how I flow. Now, could I be more organized and plan some things out? Of course, absolutely. But there's something, at least right now, that's just like, just record right now. Boom. This hit your spirit. Talk about it. This hit your spirit. Talk about it. Release it. Sit down on Sunday. See what comes up. Release it. And that's what I do. I'm holding my feet to the fire, like I was saying before, because I realized that 2024 was not meant for me to do some of the things I'm doing now. If you have visited the website browngirlselfcare.com in the last few months, you'll notice that it has had a placeholder that says website coming soon or whatever. And it's been up for probably like, I would say maybe like the last 4 months or so, because as much as I wanted to, I don't think I was ready like I am now. I wasn't in a place to really have this big creative energy. I needed to withdraw and rest and just be. And now I'm feeling this energy that's telling me now is the time. Now is the time to keep creating. Now is the time to create more. Now is the time to put things out. Now is the time to show up, to be seen, to be present, to be bold. Now is the time. That is what I feel like my spirit is telling me. Now is the time to be bold. Now is the time to move forward, put things out there, go forth, be fruitful, not multiply. I ain't multiplying, child. Ain't nothing coming out this body ever again. But now is the time to just be myself, and whatever happens, happens. Get out there and just be seen, be present, create. And so that's what I'm doing. And I feel like I will be blessed for that. I feel like I will be supported as I do that. I feel like my financial situation will change because of it, because I will not hold myself back anymore. So, you know, as scary as that can feel, because you, on the other hand, you're like, well, what if they don't like you, girl? What if they don't like what you create? What if they don't, whatever. I ain't for everybody. There are people that do not like my podcast because I talk a lot. I talk a lot. I don't edit out, you know, a lot of podcasters, and this is no shade at all. I think it's great that they have a team that can do this for them. But a lot of podcasters, they are very succinct. They have a team that edits, that makes things look pretty and beautiful and sound amazing. And it's very edited, and it's amazing. I like listening to that stuff too, but I ain't got it like that right now. And I feel like that's probably a difference, is because I don't, I can just show up and be real. I don't have to be this filtered version of Brie. That is social media, a very filtered place. And that's not me. Some people don't like it. And I used to be like, oh, what if they don't like me? Oh my God. I don't know. I don't like, I ain't doing that shit no more. I'm just not. I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it, because I'm at a point in my life where it's just like, girl, either you gonna do it or you ain't. Either you gonna do it or you ain't. And if you ain't, see you again in 5 years. You're gonna continue struggling with some things, and I'm gonna try to bring it up again. See you next year, or see you in 5 years, and then see you in 10 years. Like, I don't feel like this is ever gonna go away. And I feel like that's another way to kind of like know what your passion is, or your purpose is, or what it's connected to. This has been a feeling since like my 20s. Like, I feel like I was supposed to be doing something like this, but I didn't really step into this until like 2020. After Cubicle, what was that? Like 20, maybe like 2017, 2016, 2018. I don't have an exact recollection, but it just kept coming around. So that's kind of like one of the ways I knew, like, this is a part of my story. This is a part of my journey. This is a part of my purpose, is to talk about these things, and not to talk about these things perfectly. There are so many other people that you can listen to that can give you the facts, the figures, the numbers, that can run it down. Maybe they can tell you all the things. That isn't quite me. And that was another reason why I would be afraid to show up and fearful, because I don't know everything. I don't know all the damn answers. I'm not the smartest person in the world. I feel like I am intelligent in a different way. I'm not the smartest person in the world. I'm not the most well-spoken, the most refined, clearly. Look around. I'm not the most refined person. That was another thing that would keep me stuck. Like, girl, look at you. That's what the old me would say to me. Like, girl, look at you. Look at you. Who are you? Well, look at your background. Look at who you used to be, or who you currently are. Like, this is old me. Like, look at who you are. All your flaws, all the things you've done, all the things you've been done to you, all the things you've gone through. Who cares? Who cares about you? How dare you? want to do something like that. Nobody cares. That's just how I would speak to myself. Like, maybe not in those words coming out of my mouth. Maybe sometimes, I don't know, but not necessarily in those words, but at least in my conditioning, that was how it felt. Like, who are you? Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you to want to be different? Who the hell are you to want to do something different with your life? Who the hell are you to think you will ever exist outside of struggle? Who the hell are you to ever think, to have the audacity to think you will not always be in a place of lack? Who the hell are you to want to do more? Who the hell are you to want to step out on faith and do some shit you ain't never seen, you ain't never done before, or had really modeled for you and your family? Who the hell do you think you are? Like, this is the conditioning that Black women end up receiving one way or another. Every Black woman, no, obviously, right? But the ones that resonate with this, the ones that know, they know who I'm talking to. Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you to think that you are good enough to ever do something like this? That was not the wiring that you received when you were first put on this planet. When you first came out the womb, who the hell are you? That wasn't the message that you were born with in your spirit. So you have to know that that is the conditioning. Years and years and years and years and years of conditioning, intentional and unintentional, from your family, from society, from the systems, from the world that doesn't want to see a Black woman in all of her glory doing the thing that she does best, whatever that is for her. So that's where I am right now, because I'm answering that question, who the hell do I think I am? And I'm doing that in 2025 and beyond. So, yeah, all that to say, getting back to the point, like this whole notion of me not wanting to work. Crazy as it sounds, even for the times where I haven't been able to pay my rent, even for the times where the lights have been cut off or threatened to cut off. I don't think I've had my lights cut off, but phones not working. Like, real talk, can we be real right now? My phone is disconnected right now. Okay. I don't have a landline. My cell phone is disconnected right now, and I got to figure out how to get my phone back on. Okay. I know that sounds crazy, but I know it's temporary. And I also know that a part of the reason why is because I have shrank myself so much in the past that I've been afraid to step out in my power, which would allow me to be supported financially in other ways that I need. I've been afraid to receive. I mean, I've done better for sure, much better, but still, we're taking a whole historic view here. Been afraid to receive, so I would not even put anything out there into the world. Okay. And just different things like that. So I know my situation's temporary. Life was never promised to me without some type of, highs and lo or lows, whatever, or highs too, whatever. That's just life. It's not happening to me because I'm a bad person. It's not happening to me because whatever. That's just a part of life. Okay. Sometimes the choices that we make, or and the systems that we exist in, okay, we can't forget that. But the things happen, right? So yeah, I'm just ready to be fully immersed in my light, my power. Okay. So I think I was talking about holding my feet to the fire, but y'all know I'll be talking. So what I was going to say is that in regards to the website, One of the reasons why I had not released it is because it needed to be perfect. I wanted to be perfect. Perfect. Damn all that. You're going to get a page, a home page, something to, so you can listen, like, hey, click this, listen to the podcast. You might get a little about me blurb with a picture, which I ain't took a picture since 1622. What else? And soon resources, none right now, but I do want to have resources on the page for different situations that you can just kind of like work through and stuff like that. Right. And I will have that website up on Monday. When you listen to this podcast episode, that means tomorrow. If you listen to this on Monday, it'll mean today. But as of me recording, this is Sunday. That means tomorrow. That website, basic. Okay. It will be up on Monday. The Brown Girl Self-Care website will be back up. And you, like, the attitude I have to have is just, you're going to get what you're going to get. That's just what it is. For my girls that are like ready to move forward, shake off that stagnation, say, F these systems, I'm going to thrive anyway. And I'm going to thrive by being in my purpose and by not holding myself back, by not thinking that I'm less than, by thinking I'm more than enough. Okay. I am more than enough. That's what it is. This website will be up. That's just what it is. That's how it's going to be. And when it's the time to elevate it and change it, I will, but I cannot allow myself to remain in perfection mode and imposter syndrome, which a lot of us, yeah, I'm talking to you, one way or another, we are still in that loop. So again, I don't have all the answers. I don't know everything. But what I do know is I am the author of this book of my life. And I have permission, my own, to show up imperfectly and to do what I do and to do this work and to do it the way that I know how to do it. And I can still be supported and I can still be supported and I can still be supported and I can still be supported. Yes, I said it four times. I can still be supported. And I will be supported. However, and it is safe for me to show up imperfectly, and it is safe for me to put things out there for my community that they can, if so inclined, reciprocate to support me the way that I support them, the ones that are inclined, the ones that resonate, the ones that can see me and appreciate my efforts, my labor, my work. So that's where we are. So again, that website will be up, browngirlselfcare.com. You can, and if it ain't up, you better email me and say, what the hell? You better email me and say, Bree, what the hell? Why is that one page basic website? Why is it not up? And on top of that, it's going to have a buy me a coffee link or something. Buy me a coffee or something. I'm not sure yet. Probably that's the easiest thing because I'm doing the mode of least resistance. That's what I'm doing. The mode of least resistance just to get up and running so I can continue creating and get out of my head. Okay. So email me if it's not up. You can connect at browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect, CONNECT at browngirlselfcare.com. Hold my feet to the fire because I would do the same for you. Don't think I wouldn't call you out. I'd be trying to call you out in some of these podcast episodes, but since I don't have specifics, it'd just be generalized, but I'd be calling you out too. So yes, girl, this is our year. We are going to walk this thing out. This is the year of change. This is the year of not holding yourself back. This is the year of walking in your purpose. This is the year of stepping forward. This is the year of breaking cycles or beginning to break cycles. This is the year of shining your light. This is the year of saying, I'm going to do it. I don't care how imperfect it is. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to believe in myself. Like, this is the year. This is the year of change. This is the year. Okay. This is the year. We're not holding ourselves back no more. We're not going to allow these systems to continue chipping away at us and our confidence and our worth, like our feelings of worth, because you're worthy. You already are. But we're not going to allow these systems to continue just chipping away at us and having us think that we're the problem. We ain't the damn problem. We're not the problem. We're existing in these structures that want us to kill ourselves while we serve mindlessly or out of fear, because that's just how it's set up. Well, I don't want to do that. And I know a lot of you don't either. So one last thing as I wrap up is, if you remember back in maybe like November, somewhere in there, I scrubbed my email list. So I took it down to zero. And I said, if you want to be on this journey with me of just change, purpose, whatever, just new beginnings, then let me know. You can email me and I'll add your name to the list. I did get those names. I did add you. I might have sent one email and then it was like, boom. I just felt lost. Well, I feel like I needed that time to just step away. So I will be emailing again. And on top of that, if you remember back in like November-ish, somewhere in there, I mentioned that I wanted to do a podcast, a free podcast, kind of like a lesson. Because I know a lot of us, a lot of you, you want to start a podcast, or you just want to figure out a way to just, excuse me, step forward, share your story, share your skills, talk about things that are important to you. You just didn't know how, or you didn't have the confidence in yourself to do so. You just needed like a little gentle, like baby bird out of the nest that's ready to fly. Like, oh, there you go. Okay. And I want to provide that for you. I really do. And I'm a woman of my word. And so I will. So in the month of May, I will have that class. It will be free. And I will do my best to share what I know with you as a podcaster who has been podcasting for over 5 years. Okay. Imperfectly podcasting for over 5 years and has been consistent with it. As you can see, if you go back and you look, who has earned money from her podcast. Thankfully, that has allowed me to stay afloat. All right. So if you want to get them gems, if you want to be in community with me, then you'll show up to the class. And if you don't, or if that's not of interest to you, that's fine too. This is just for those of you who know you have something in you to share and you feel like you are being drawn to the podcasting space. There is room for you. There is room for your magic. There is room for your story. All you got to do is get started. Take out those barriers of resistance. All you got to do is get started. Okay. So that will be in May. Sign up for the email newsletter, which will start going out in the month of April, so that you know when it is. If that's something that you want to do, I implore you to take advantage of that resource. Okay. Because again, I want to be able to share. I wanted to share what I have learned so far on this journey with other Black women without gatekeeping, so that they can start too. Right. And just so you know, once that's done, if you want to work with me, you can. If you feel like you need a little coaching for a few months as you get started, absolutely. That will have a cost, because my time deserves to be reciprocated. So that will have a cost. We're going to talk about what tools I use, how I got started, how I thought of my topic or my niche, and how I come up with episodes, or, you know, things of that nature, so that you can just get started. And then the rest is up to you. There's nothing holding you back. You can do it. You got it. You got it. All right. You just need a little bit of help, a little bit of resources. And that's what I want to give to you. So yeah. All right. So I know we went all around the mulberry bush and here we are, but I just felt like those things were on my heart to talk about. So here, that's what it is. All right. All right. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you so much for being with me on this journey. Okay. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. I'm honored to be in community with you. And I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.